the Most High God be with you all forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
And today the Lord, as I said, has his message for you as we are preparing ourselves for the Lord's Supper. Amen.
Amen.
And today the topic that I want to talk about is broaden your mind and cooperate in building the church of God. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Because dear brethren and sisters in Christ, we have a lot of things when we are building the church of God. Everyone has his gifts and everyone has the thing that the Lord has given unto him or her. Amen.
Amen.
And that's why today I want to tell you that God is bringing his message unto you that you need to broaden your mind and cooperate to build the church of God. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to tell someone, broaden your mind and cooperate to build the church of God.
Broaden your mind
and
cooperate to build the church of God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
And when I said cooperate, cooperating in the word of God, it means we are not competing with each other. Amen.
Amen.
The gifts that the Lord has given unto us, everyone has different kinds of gifts. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
That means the gift that the Lord has given unto you is not for yourself. God has given you the gift to serve his community, to serve his church, and to build his church. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And sometimes, if we see in the Bible, there are a lot of churches where the spiritual gifts brought divisions in the church. And today, I want to tell you that I want you to change your mind. I want you to awaken your spirit in the Lord. That everything that you are about to do for his church is not because of your self-interest, it's not because you are competing with one each other, but is to cooperate in working and building the church of God. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because if we read in 1 Corinthians, I think we have listened a lot to this verse. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is talking about that we are one body in Christ. And we are the different parts of the body. And when you read through it, it's talking about unity and diversity in the body. That means if we are in the body of Christ, the other one is the hand and the other one is maybe the head. Oh, hallelujah. God has given everyone his gift. Oh, hallelujah. But when God gives his gift unto you to build his church, you yourself need to work on that gift. Amen. To let that gift overflow and let that gift work in this church. And there are different kinds of gifts. God has given someone one gift, someone two, three, four, five. It doesn't matter. I want to tell you that if God has given you five gifts, it doesn't mean that you are better than someone. It doesn't mean that your gift is superior. Because the gift that the Lord has given unto you, it comes from one spirit. And that is the spirit of God. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So please, I want you to humble yourself before the Lord. I'm going to tell you the truth. That the Bible is teaching this. And if the Bible is teaching this, we need to bring it into practice. Because if you are coming here to the church, no matter the gift you have in the house of God, no matter what, even if you have 10, if you do not show love, your gift is useless. That is what the Bible is teaching us. So even as we are going to die with the Lord, I want you to change your mind if you think you are thinking about yourself. If you think you are doing things in the church for your self-interest. My dear brother and sister, you are making a mistake. And it's not me I am saying it, but the word of God is teaching us. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is if we are speaking, if we read chapter 12, I don't know if we can read it all, but let's read a bit. Now about the gifts, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It says, now about the gifts of the Spirit. Brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to dumb idols. Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God
says Jesus be cursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of works, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for a common good. The one there is given through a spirit, a message of wisdom, to another a message of knowledge, by means of the same spirit, to another faith, by the same spirit, to another gift of healing, by that one spirit, to another miracles powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguish between spirits, to another speaking in different kind of tongues, and to still another to the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He distributes them, each one, just as He determines. Amen.
Amen.
And if we read further, if we talk about what I was talking about, the body of Christ, that we are one and we need to work on it. And what I want to tell, it's like, that gift has been given to each of us. And it is not building the church if we are promoting our own idea, if we are promoting in our own interest, if we are promoting because it's my idea and I'm organizing it. No, it doesn't glorify the name of the Lord. Everything that you do, if you have the mindset that you are doing it for Christ, no matter where the idea comes from, the moment the idea comes into this church, is the idea of God, and it's the idea of us all. Oh, hallelujah!
Amen.
So, dear brethren and sisters, if you look at the church in Corinth, Paul is writing a lot of it. The people got the Spirit, different kinds of gifts. But look what happened. They were divided. The gifts were like symbols. People are showing off, and people have their self-interest and want to show that they are somebody. But I want to tell you, you are nobody. If the presence of God is not upon you, you are nobody. Only God can do something new in your life. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's why it's important that as God has given us a responsibility of our gift, we need to sharpen the gift. And we do not need to overlook these things. Probably, the Spirit of God needs to be used properly. And it's to be used not self-serving, but to serve the whole body of Christ. And each gift becomes useless when it's used without love. Oh, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
In 1 Corinthians 13, look what it says. It says, love is indispensable. I just want to read the one and the treatise. 1 Corinthians 13, let's read it till 3. If I speak in the tongue of men or angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge. And I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So if God has given you a gift and you don't have love, you cannot work together, you cannot cooperate together in the unity to build the church of God. Everything what you do is useless. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So today is my prayer that in the love of God, we will stand together as one family. As we see what happened in the church of Corinth, God is warning us that also we are here in the Dutch assembly. The word that is in the Bible is still the word of God. So we are also here in the Dutch assembly. What are we doing to build the church of God? Are we promoting our own ideas to show off that this is my program, or this is what we want to do? Or are we building the church of God for the growth and the teachings of this church? I want you to ask yourself that when Jesus comes today and he asks you, for example, Ezekiel, Are you building the church of God? Are you really building the church of God to serve your community? Or are you building the church of your self-interest? That people will see, yes, I am the woman of God. I'm going to show off. I'm prophesying and I'm spitting the whole place. Or I am the man of God. There is no one greater than me. I want to tell you, the only one that is not greater, no one is greater than him, that is God himself. God is greater than us all. Even if it wasn't because of his love, even the Bible is showing that it's because of his love that we are saved. So that's why we need to show the same love among each other. So if you haven't broadened your mind, we have 2 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sunday we will the song Be-dee-dee, and then we are coming. But you in your mind, you have not changed. Now please don't come. Because even look at Judas. After the Lord's Supper, what happened? Satan entered into him. Satan entered into Judas. When the Lord was dying, he gave him, but look what happened. He betrayed the Lord. Today I want to tell you, don't betray the Lord. If you are not changing your mind and always pointing at others and not checking yourself, you are not ready to change in your mind, then you are not mature for Christ. So we need to change our mentality. We need to change the way of thinking. But rather, if someone is sick, it's like the body. If your friend is saying, if your knee is weak, you give more attention to your knee. Isn't it? That's like the house of God. It's like the body of Christ. So if the knee within us is weak, what do? We come in and help the knee. We give attention to the knee to build the church of God. And if you cannot understand this, sorry, then you're not building the church of God. Then sorry, if you can say you're over spiritual or what you can mention, then you are not. You are not mature enough to lead the church of God or to do something in his church. And if I say they lead the church of God, it doesn't mean that you are a deacon or an elder or deaconess. Even here in your service of the Lord, if you are singing, even if you are clapping, even if you are dancing, and you are not ready to show love among you. Amen. Before we close, I want us to read about 1 Corinthians 3. 1 Corinthians 3. And here we can see what Paul is saying. But see, brothers and sisters, from 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. It says, brothers and sisters, I could not address you as people who live by the Spirit, but as people who are still worldly, mere infants in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. You are still worldly. For since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere women? For when one says, I follow Paul, and the other says, I follow Apollos, are you not mere human beings? But after all, is Apollos and what is Paul? Only servants, through whom you came to believe. As the Lord has assigned to each his task, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The one who plants and the one who waters have the purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their own labor. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
As we can read this, it's saying it doesn't matter who plants or who waters it, but it matters the one who makes it grow. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So if someone plants it and someone waters it, it doesn't mean that the one that planted it is greater than everyone. No. So it's like if someone has a great idea in this church to I don't know, to do revival service in this church. Maybe he is planting it, but that doesn't mean that that person need to only plant it. You also, God has given you a gift. You can also water it. But the cooperation that you are cooperating is the Lord. And let us grow. Oh, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So it's my prayer that when you are growing your mind, God has given you a gift. You know that you are specially created in his image and in his likeness. But if you are specially made in his image and his likeness, and you still have this attitude, immaturity, the Bible even says, when you were a child, you did what children are doing. But when you are mature, you do what mature people are doing. So dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if you are mature in the Lord, you also need to be mature in the actions that you take, also in this church. If you do not have love among each other, please, then you do not understand the covenant that God has with us on the table. This is the message that the Lord has for you. We need to cooperate to build the church of God. And if with your gift that the Lord has given unto you, if you shape it through your prayer and through the feed that is in the word of God, and you cooperate with each other, we back each other. The other one is good in singing, but the other one is mighty in preaching. The other one is mighty in teaching. The other one is good in dancing. The other one is good in playing the instruments. How marvelous and how nice is it if we can cooperate? If I sing and the keyboard is playing something else, it is not cooperating with each other. But instead, instead of joining together, talking, communication to build the church of God, we'll be cracking out each other. Wrong key. You are singing the wrong key, or you are playing the wrong key. Is that building the church of God? We need to help each other. And we can only help each other if we give feedback to each other. But when you receive the feedback, take it as a mature Christian and just try to learn from it. And I'm sure that the Lord will really bless you and will really shape your gift to build the church of God. Because dear brothers and sisters, I am not only the church, but we are sitting here as churches of God. And together we are one. If you are not here, there is no church. But for the kingdom of God to grow, to make his church grow, we need to be combined. We need to help each other to build the kingdom of God. God has given you an assignment. Don't sit there and just look and let the church of God vanish. And let the gifts be just symbols. But let God use you to build his church. Prepare yourself for the supper. If you are not ready to love each other, please stay home. Please stay home. Don't come and eat. Because if you are preaching here, if you are dancing, if you are singing, and you are doing all these things, and you do not have the love, what you are doing is useless. And it's my prayer that as you have heard the word of God, that you will show love among each other, and that everything that you do that was useless because you didn't have love may be useful in the name of Jesus upon your life. Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
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 God is great. And I don't want us to be like Judas. Please, don't be Judas and betray the Lord by drinking his supper, in faking, in doing the work of God, but you are only thinking about your own interests and yourself. This is the word from God. This is the word from God. And God wants to bring changes. And God can only change if you avail yourself. And he will majestically use you in building the church of God. May the Almighty God richly bless you all. Amen.